Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Time does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
welcome, welcome. And you are listening to All That Jazz Now. And tonight's subtitle, Poetry and Jazz Equal Romance. And I kid you not, it's some romance in the room tonight. Voices are going to be singing. Lyrics are going to be written. Poems are going to be spoken. And you might cry. You might say, oh, why did she do him like that? And you might say, man, he really loved her. So I'm telling you. And we got some musicians, Paul Taylor, Jimmy Sachs. Then we got it all tonight. It's going to be romance at the top, at the bottom of your feet, bottom of your toes, the bottom of your dollier. So we got a show for you tonight, man. You are really going to love this. Walter Benson is the man that wrote a diary in 1932. And it was so good that the music industry picked it up later on and had Arthur Prysock speak the words to music. And, man, I learned every time. I bought this album about 5 times, and I used to stand in the mirror, the words, so I could know this because it was killer. Man, you say that, and the girls be like, poetry. Man, I'm telling you, man, if you ain't, you talking about some spoken word, this man was before spoken word was even spoken. But it's going to be a great show tonight, man. We got some Doris Day from 1928, and she used to cut so much, man. She made 900 songs, and she was in movies, and she could sing. And a lot of the current artists try to sing just like her. I think she used to hang around with a lot of black artists because she kind of sound black. But she could cut, man. So we got a lot of stuff, Me or Leave Me, written by Walter Donaldson and Gus Kahn in 1928. Then we got Laura Fiji, It Might As Well Be Spring. We got Doris Day, It Might As Well Be Spring. We've got Laura Henderson. She's singing Sabor a Me. Oh, man. This Ella Fitzgerald. Who else? Laurie Williams. I mean, man, we cutting tonight. So get you a little seat. Sit up on your couch in your love seat, in your big chair, or on your patio. And just say, it's the love zone tonight. And I'm telling you, Cassandra Wilson, Autumn Leaves Jade. I mean, we got it all. So let me get started. It's 7:09. And did you hear me say nine? It's 7:09. I must pronounce correctly. But we got some good stuff for you, man. We're going to start off with Paul Taylor, On the Moon. And I'm telling you, man, if you don't like Paul Taylor, then I don't know what's wrong with you. Oh, man. That was Jimmy Sachs. S-A-X. No man. No cry. Live. Oh, that's bad. That's some jazz, man. Did you hear that horn? And Paul Taylor before that. On the Move. And, man, I like that one. Oh, man, that was just too tough. Hey, we're going to jump to a vintage track from Ella Fitzgerald, Queen of the Jazz and Empress. I mean, she could cut. The vintage track is called The Man I Love. On All That Jazz Now, Poetry and Jazz Equal Romance. Ella Fitzgerald, The Man I Love. And someday he... Oh, okay, I ain't gonna mess that up, man. Well, man, imagine that. They be hitting them chords, man. See, back then, I mean, the singers were like in musicals and movies, and you had to feel it, and they would just give it to you. Oh, man. And we're going to jump to this track by an artist that I am wild about, Lori Williams. She's doing a track called The Island. And, man, I could imagine the soft, jazzy breeze on the island. Oh, man. I'm telling you, we're going to keep taking you so deep. I got to put a disclaimer out. I hope your heart strong enough to take this stuff, because I don't nobody call me and say, "Woo, Don, I almost had a heart attack." All right, Lori Williams.
Baby,
were back. And that was the island. Now, you know, we're going to keep hitting you. And we're getting closer to the romantic poetry section of our show. And I'm telling you, you better have a strong heart for a lot of this stuff. Woo! It's one of them just make you go crazy. I'm telling you, we're getting close, man. It's 7:32. And in 10 more minutes, man, we're going to hit the hard love zone. So if you got a weak heart or you don't believe in the beauty of poetry, you better sit down because it's going to hit you hard. Knock your socks off on a jazz show. Let's get to Nancy Wilson. And I still believe that this song was written for somebody she was in love with. Because she said, I can't take my eyes off of you. Oh, pretty baby. I said, well, Nancy.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. 'Cause you're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. Oh, but if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. Oh, 'cause you're just too good to be true. And I just can't take my eyes off of you.
Oh, man, did you hear that? Oh, pretty baby. She said she couldn't take her eyes off it. Hey, I'm going to jump to this track, At Last, by Jade. I'm telling you, man, we're getting closer. And it's getting hot up in here, man. I mean, there's little butterflies flying all over the place and little flowers budding out and little things chirping. Love, love. Love, 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 love. God, dog. I'm gonna play James, man. I'm telling you, man, we better smoke you. That was recording artist Jade being backed up.
Yeah.
Spring, space, jazz. And when they was in the club, she was singing that live. The guys was going, oh my God, hey. I tell you, man. Then we're going to go to another live set. One of the baddest artists in Florida, Laura Henderson Quartet. They do Latin jazz. And sometimes she sings in English, and sometimes she sings in Spanish. But she cuts up. This is her track called Sabor a Mi. And we got another artist, Laura Fiji, who sings that same track. I mean, they cutting it. So let me get this track on. It's 7:42. We're getting close to the romance zone on poetry. Thank you.
disfrutamos este amor. Nuestras almas se acercaron tanto así que yo guardo tu sabor como tú llevas también sabor a mí. Si negaras mi presencia en tu vivir, bastaría apresarte y conversar. Tanta vida yo te di, que por fuerzas tienes ya sabor a mí. No pretendo ser tu dueña, no soy nadie, yo no tengo vanidad. En mi vida doy lo bueno, soy tan pobre que otra cosa puedo dar. Pasarán más de 1,000 años y muchos más. Yo no sé si tengo amor la eternidad, pero ya tal como aquí, en la boca llevarás sabor a mí. Guardo tu sabor, como tú llevas también sabor a mí. Si negaras mi presencia en tu vivir, bastaría abrazarte y conversar. Tanta vida yo te di, que por fuerzas tienes ya sabor a mí. No pretendo ser tu dueña, no soy nadie, yo no tengo vanidad. En mi vida doy lo bueno, soy tan pobre que otra cosa puedo dar. Pasarán más de 1,000 años y muchos más. Yo no sé si tengo amor la eternidad, pero allá tal como aquí, en la boca llevarás sabor a mí.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance, His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Oh, yeah. Man, that guy can write, man. You're listening to All That Jazz Now. The number to dial is 347-633-9376. Go to my website and click on the on-air button at dsmpublications.net. Man, we're getting closer. Man, I'm telling you, we're getting close. I got to play this track that was done in 1928. Love Me or Leave Me, written by Walter Donaldson and Gus Kahn, and it's from the movie Love Me or Leave Me. And the gangster is Marty. They call him Marty the Gimp. And he was a terrible guy, man. And she loved him. And she shot him in the movie. She said, "You're going out of town. 6 feet down." And she shot him. Bam! But she was in love with him. The composer who wrote the songs was in love with her. And I don't know what Marty was. He was controlling more than anything else. But Love Me or Leave Me, old movie, Doris Day, cut up.
Be lonely, you won't believe me, and I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might find the nighttime the right time for kissing, but nighttime, my time for just reminiscing, regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you.
Me or Leave Me, and she sang that live, and Marty was coming through the door, and he gave her that little look, like, "Who you singing that for?" James Cagney, that's a heck of a movie, man, vintage. And we're going to jump to a track by Peter White, I Want to Know You Better, and we're getting closer. We got another track by Laura Williams, and you know, when she does these tracks live, you got to see them, man. The guys just be going crazy, man. They be in awe. So let's play this track by Peter White. And get ready. We're getting close. I played a long version of that, but I shortened it out because I'm getting ready to hit you. Now, you know, I want you to get an ice cream bar, a glass of wine, whatever's going to relax you. Cup of coffee, sitting in your favorite chair, looking out, whatever you're looking at. But I want you to get ready. This poetry is what inspired me to write what we call poetic writing, which means that it's a story. It's not just a poem, it's a story. And the first track is called I Shall Wish for You. Oh man, the second track is Remembering However We Could Be Warm Together. We could be warm together. Ooh. The third one is, I Need Your Love. I Stood Long Where You Left Me. She left him, man. I mean, he stood there waiting, and she didn't show up. But, you know, the track, let me give you a little history, though, because I got to do that. Then we're going to jump into it. It was written by, from a diary, long before it became music, Walter Patonsky Benton was an American poet and writer. Benton was born in Russia to immigrant Austria. His two books of poetry are his best known works. This Is My Beloved was published in 1943 and has become one of the best best-selling books of poetry. This volume was followed by another book of love poems entitled Never a Greater Need that was published in 1948. And Walter Benton wrote this, man, and he knocked it out. And so some music producers found the greatest jazz history, Arthur Price out. They say, Arthur, we need for you to put the words in the recording to the music we're going to put together for this beautiful book of poetry. And Arthur could cut. So, together with Arthur Prysock, some of the greatest musicians, Mort Garson, they took just the writing of Walter Benton and turned it into one of the best-selling albums for poetry in the world. So, okay, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get ready because it's going to be nonstop poetry. And just so you know, yes, I learned every poem, and I can repeat it verbally from memory by heart. I can do it, and I love it. Okay, here we go. Lights down. Tone it down. Get ready.
Each time I know beauty, it shall be through you. When joy lifts me high, or sorrow breaks me. When I love again, my senses conditioned to you will be forgetting you anew. Each kiss that fills my mouth shall fill it with your lips. Yes, each time my eyelids crumble and close under blood's fire impact. When love strikes home, yours will be the mouth, and yours the disengaging arms. I will be forgetting you in silence and in song. In silence will I dream dreams of you too wonderful to dare aloud. And of words I shall not use for anyone but you. I shall make poems. When a star falls, I shall wish for you. When the moon is new, I shall wish for you. When a bird looks into my window, when a leaf falls before me, when I find a fern in flower, I shall wish for you. When all the poems on the theme have been written, and all the night and day dreams dreamt without prophecy or fulfillment, when hope sustains us no longer, nor being drunk or busy or therapeutically in love keeps us from remembering. When we have forgotten even why we parted, if we ever knew it at all, remembering, however, when we could be warm together, kiss, though with a cold, when even baby talk became you, yes, And everything I said was sweet or funny. And everything you did was beautiful. I keep your eyes by heart after the very first reading. I could repeat them in detail, remembering their elements in pearls and moonstones, and the dark wings of a starling, and the bright morning faces of asters. I learned your hair many ways, by the musk and visually, by the braille touch. After one fitting, only if I could cup my hands just so, as if they held your face. Blindfolded, I could kiss a thousand mouths and know your lips. I could tell time by your mouth's kisses. Feel rich red colors, taste some ripe fruits. I know the season of the year. I took your body like a glass of sweet milk at bedtime, and my eyelids let go at the hinges when I loved you, when you were all I, and all of me was you. My season rhymed with your season, and our bodies made music and gave light, and all things absolute. I have looked too long upon you, too long. And with so much love that strangers can see you in my face, as the sun in vivid colors leave an after image in the eyes.
Because hate is legislated, written into the primer and the testament, shot into our blood and brain like vaccine or vitamins. Because our day is of time or hours, and the clock hand turns, closes the circle upon us, and black timeless night sucks us in like quicksand, receives us totally. I need love more than ever now. I need your love. I need love more than hope, or money, wisdom, or a drink. Because slow negative death weathers the world, and only yes can turn the tide. Because love has your face and body, and your hands are tender, and your mouth is sweet. And God has made no other eyes like yours. I stood long where you left me. Night was all around me, and the stars pecked at it with fierce acetylene silver beaks, and a little thin moon scarred the sky. Then I walked, my arms around the emptiness of you beside me. And because you were totally in my eyes like sudden blindness, I saw only you.
You were my purpose and my way. You were the bright articulate lights and the dark lonely streets. You were each door and window and every passing face. And because you were indelibly in my blood and brain, in infinite kindness, without drink or delirium, my mind conceived you, my senses registered you dimensionally. And it was beautiful. Oh, then it was beautiful. In a high, beautiful city, in a tall, lighted, beautiful world, the moon was young and the stars winked like fireflies in tall grass. Night was a jewel tent around us, and we were wonderfully alone and sleepy, as we always are, just after love.
Will you still
have something new for you. Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
I could kiss 1,000 miles and know your lips. I could tell time by your mouth kisses. Woo! Oh, man. I mean, I used to practice that poetry when all the themes on the poems have been written and all the night and day dreams dreamt without prophecy or fulfillment, when hope sustains us no longer. Oh, come on, man. The man wrote that, and then they turned it into music and poetry. Whew, Lordy, I'm telling you, man, you young bucks out there better learn you some poetry, man. I'm telling you, man, that poetry is the deep thing. We're going to get back to our featured artist on poetry and jazz equals romance. There's a track by Doris Day that was done that was called Might As Well Be Spring, and it was in a musical also. And Laura Fiji also sang the same song years later, but you'll hear the similarity in their voices. And it's just, man, I mean, just deep. The way that great talent just continues on and on year after year. And it's almost like getting into the new artist's body and duplicating close to the same sound. Doris Day, and It Might As Well Be Spring, which was also from another musical and movie.
The things I used to like, I don't like anymore. I want a lot of other things I've never had before. It's just like Mother says, I sit around and mope, pretending I am wonderful, and knowing I'm a dope, I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I am starry-eyed
discontent. Like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I were somewhere, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a man I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring.
Thank you. I think of you, caught up in circles, confusion is nothing new. Flashback, whole night, almost left behind. Suitcase of memories, time after sometimes you picture me. I'm walking too far ahead. You're calling to me, and I can't hear a word you say. Then you say, go slow, I fall behind. A second hand.
Sandra Wilson, Time After Time. Hey, did you notice that they've taken a lot of the R&B songs, Time After Time, or Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow by Carole King? That was done by Laurie Williams at a live performance, and the lights were low, and it was really nice to be able to play that right after the poetry track. Oh, man. I mean, we're in the zone. So we got some more zone music for you. Man, we only got 28 more minutes to go. Wow. Hey, I want to play this track by Jade. You know, we played something by her earlier. It's called Autumn Leaves, and Jade is bad. Then we're going to follow that up with What Are You Doing for the Rest of Your Life? And What a Difference a Day Makes. I think we're going to get to Deborah Cox. What a Difference a Day Makes. Did you know? Did you not? What a Difference a Day Makes was written by a young lady in Mexico. And when she wrote the song, it was very popular in Mexico. And some American artists heard the song in Spanish and said, let's rewrite this and put it in English. But the most popular song, What a Difference a Day Makes, was written by a young lady in Mexico. So you never know where your music's coming from. You just know it sounds good.
The falling leaves drift by my window. The falling leaves of red and gold. I see your lips. When all
unique book, I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, by renowned American author Don S. McClure, is one of the best stories from his collection of literary works. This story is based on the idea that fate will guide your destiny once a genuine friendship begins in your life. The pages are filled with an unusual friendship between a female blue butterfly with only 115 days to live and a young woman who has taken her career to new heights in her life. When her life is turned upside down by a reckless driver who runs a stop sign, causing her to become the victim of a life-threatening accident, this tragic event will form the beginning of an unknown friendship between our blue butterfly and her two friends, a brown royal monarch and a beautiful black butterfly. The butterflies create bonds of respect and love for each other as they decide to help Rita, the young woman who lost her determination to live. The butterflies must find a way to get Rita to the healing waters of the Sierra Mountains during their adventure. I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, shares the belief that everyone's life is exceptional and has great purpose, no matter what happens in the days that follow. And as 115 days come to an end, there will be an everlasting bond of sincere friendship that will not be broken. Created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Available for purchase at dsmpublications.net.
yo guardo tu sabor, pero tú llevas también sabor a mí. Si negaras mi presencia en tu vivir, bastaría con abrazarte y conversar. Tanta vida yo te di, que por fuerza tienes ya sabor a mí. No pretendo ser tu dueña, no soy nada, yo no tengo vanidad. De mi vida doy lo bueno, soy tan pobre que otra cosa puedo dar. Pasará más de 1000 años, muchos más, yo no sé si tengo amor, la eternidad, pero allá tal como aquí, en la boca llevarás sabor a mí.
When all the poems on the theme have been written, and all the night and day dreams dreamt without prophecy or fulfillment, when hope sustains us no longer, nor being drunk or busy or therapeutically in love keeps us from remembering. When we have forgotten even why we parted, if we ever knew it at all. Remembering, however, when we could be warm together. Kiss, though, with a cold. When even baby talk became you. Yes, and everything I said was sweet or funny. And everything you did was beautiful. I keep your eyes by heart after the very first reading. I could repeat them in detail. Remembering their elements in pearls and moonstones, and the dark wings of a starling, and the bright morning faces of asters. I learned your hair many ways, by the musk and visually, by the braille touch. After one fitting only, if I could cup my hands just so, as if they held your face. Blindfolded, I could kiss 1,000 mouths and know your lips. I could tell time by your mouth's kisses. Feel rich red colors, taste sun ripe fruits. I know the season of the year.
I took your body like a glass of sweet milk at bedtime, and my eyelids let go at the hinges when I loved you, when you were all I, and all of me was you. My season rhymed with your season, and our bodies made music and gave light, and all things absolute. I have looked too long upon you, too long. And with so much love that strangers can see you in my face, as the sun in vivid colors leave an after image in the eyes. Each time I know beauty, it shall be through you. When joy lifts me high, or sorrow breaks me, when I love again, my senses conditioned to you will be forgetting you anew. Each kiss that fills my mouth shall fill it with your lips. Yes, each time my eyelids crumble and close under blood's fire impact, when love strikes home, yours will be the mouth, and yours the disengaging arms. I will be forgetting you in silence and in song. In silence will I dream dreams of you, too wonderful to dare aloud. And of words I shall not use for anyone but you, I shall make poems. When a star falls, I shall wish for you. When the moon is new, I shall wish for you. When a bird looks into my window, when a leaf falls before me, when I find a fern in flower, I shall wish for you.
What a fitting way to end the show. That was dangerously bad. I shall wish for you. When a bird lifts into my window. Oh, mind that man could write. And then she left him at the church. Oh, man. Hey, I enjoyed the show. It was great. It was super. I enjoyed Doris Day, Laura Fiji, just all the artists. It was an amazing show. And the poetry, like I said, the number one selling romantic poetry book in the world. And it was from a diary about his love for a woman. We got 10 seconds. I'm going to get ready to devour. Some ice cream. I don't have any ice cream. So I got to eat a fruit bar, a healthy fruit bar. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. And my birthday is tomorrow. So happy birthday, Don S. McClure. I shall wish for you.